أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. The last ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about for the as-sabiqun, for those that were foremost. And this ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in most ayats of the Qur'an Kareem for generally the people of Jannah, the Ahlul Jannah. Allah says, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما, that they will not hear any unnecessary frivolous talks, ولا تأثيما, and nor would they hear any sinful talks. In this world, a mu'min goes through many difficulties. And amongst the difficulties, one difficulty that a believer goes through is that he has to tolerate the evil words, the absurd speech, unnecessary speech of the disbelievers. Even now, and more especially in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many different verbal abuses were hurled at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And they had to take it in their stride. They had to tolerate it. And here hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now when you have entered Jannat, all this will come to an end. There will be nobody that will speak anything that is not liked by an individual. Nobody will say anything that will hurt the feelings of an individual. Nobody will say anything that will hurt the heart of a person. There will be no abusive language. There will be absolutely nothing of that nature. Then what will be the speech of Jannat? Allah says, illa qilan salaman salama. But the words salam, that will be in Jannat, salaman salaman, right throughout Jannat forever and ever, they will be hearing this dua of peace, this dua of security, this dua of safety. Now, when we look at this ayat, then we will understand that the salam comes from three different quarters. One is the ultimate salam, and that will be the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim, as we read in Surah Yasin every morning, that is the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the narrations, in the ahadith, we find that when the people of Jannat have entered Jannat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His nur, His tajalli, will be exposed to the people of Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, are they happy? Are they satisfied with the ni'mats of Allah? Do they require more? So they will respond that how can we not be satisfied with these ni'mats, and in the light of these ni'mats, how can there be anything more than that? So one will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and that pleasure will be forever and ever, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be displeased. So in certain narrations, it is at this time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make salam to the people of Jannat. Then one is the salam of the malaika, wal malaikatu yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli bab, that from all doors the malaika will come, and the malaika will make salam to the people of Jannah. Wa qala lahum khazanatuha salamun, the keepers of Jannat will make salam, and they will congratulate the people of Jannat. So that will be the salam of the malaika. One will be the salam of Allah, one will be the salam of the malaika. Some ulama have stated that one will be the salam of the malaika, that they will convey the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously upon the people of Jannat. And then one will be the salam of the jannati, tahiyyatuhum fiha salam, that their tahiyya, their greetings in Jannat will be that of salam. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu once went out into the Levant, into Sham, into ancient Syria,
And there Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that the Christian priests were being made sajda to by the people, that the people will come to the priest and they will make sajda to them. So Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had extreme love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He thought to himself that these are ordinary priests whose people are making sajda to them and they are making salam to them. Then hence, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has a greater right, because our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is far greater than all these people. So when Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes back to Madinah Munawwara, then Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one narration, Hazrat Mu'adh asked the people, why are you doing this? So they said that Allah had commanded us to do this. Allah commanded us to make sajda to our priests. So when Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that they are taking Allah's name and they are lying, just as they had changed the words of the kitab, the meaning of the kitab. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Mu'adh, the salam that Allah gave us is the salam of the people of Jannah. In other words, the people of Jannah will be making salam to each other continuously, and that is the salam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us. So hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will not hear any form of absurd speech, frivolous, unnecessary talk, nor would they hear any sinful talk, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, da'wahum fiha subhanakallahumma, their da'wah, their request will be subhanakallahumma. In other words, they will be making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa akhiru da'wahum anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. They will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they enter Jannah, they will be praising Allah, alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. So in Jannah, it will be all about praising Allah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, that praise and that glorification of Allah will not be for any form of reward, but that will be in actual fact a reward in itself, that they would not hear any form of abusive speech, any form of nonsensical talk, or anybody that will swear at them or be vulgar to them. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it, that this is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.